The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. Now, this is the day, back in the day, this is when Bad Pants Open started, right? We did our, isn't this when we did Bad Pants Open, or did we do
we had our own tournament.
Yeah, we had our own tournament. It was the All-Star Tournament.
We actually had, the very first tournament was out, where was that? It used to be called, like, something Oaks, or it was way the
Houston
hell out
Oaks,
by Huffmeister.
Which is owned by Chuck Watson now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was way out there, and we charged $35. We didn't give away spots. You had to pay $35, filled up completely.
Yeah.
18 holes, and...
Just had a...
We had goodie bags from...
Because it's such a crappy sports time.
Yeah.
We said, you know what? What are we going to do during the All-Star break?
And now...
Yeah, because, yeah, well, you had your usual All-Stars, and now you've got your usual All-Stars that are going to be there all the time. Now that Lance Bregman's going to... now that Bregman is going to be there every single year...
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Altuve's there every year.
That's fair.
When Correa's healthy. You know, and I said this, I believe it was yesterday, we were talking about Correa, and it's funny, we were talking about whether or not he was injury-prone. And I had forgotten about him breaking his leg in the minors. And I said he got hit by a pitch when, in fact, he swung and tore the ligaments in his thumb last year. I couldn't remember. I knew he was swinging. I knew it was in a plate appearance. And I forgot that it was. So I'm kind of taken back that maybe we don't know yet if he's injury prone. Dude is injury prone. I mean, you're talking about, ligaments when you swing a bat. Now, he wasn't the only one that did that last year. A few guys did that last year. Swung and a Trout did it, too. He swung and tore ligaments in his thumb. And Correa did it. But Correa has sliding into a base when he was in the minors. He broke his leg. This year, he's got not only the oblique, but he's got a bad back. He has the torn thumb ligaments. He seems to be a bit injury prone, which is problematic, going forward here. It's getting to the point where you have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it Nick Martin-ish? I don't know. Nick Martin can't seem to finish the season. One out of the last five, right? He has finished the season.
Three of the last four.
Three of the last four.
Yeah,
one out of four. One out of his last four.
None in the pros. His last one he did in college, the year before he didn't. I think that's how it goes.
And not the year before that?
It's hard to say. He's had so many seasons.
Right. One out of four then for Nick Martin. That's not a good you're trending toward injury prone. So it sure would be awfully nice if Carlos Correa came back and, for 100 games in a row or something, he was on the field. That would be awesome.
You Chris Pauling him?
I'm not. Well, he's starting to get to the point where it's worrisome.
He's got a max deal that will be coming up soon enough.
Yeah. Well, in 3 years.
He's got a $40 million deal coming up in about 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only it'll be like a 9-year $40 million deal.
Yeah.
Probably. Not just 4 years at $40 million.
No.
For a guy with injury.
Well, and if he doesn't stay healthy in the last couple of years of that deal, I think that that now you're starting to think of whether or not Carlos Correa can, whether or not you give him that big max deal.
You ever thought about this? I was thinking about this with Porzingis. If Porzingis just, came out last year and said, I get very sleepy and tired and my body breaks down. I can only play about 50 games. He's early in his career, and he's talking about, I need to rest a lot because my body breaks down. Like, eat, drink milk, eat protein, and lift. You can't just break down and, I need to get max contract.
Well, he called the show last year. Yeah. Remember how he was falling asleep during?
Yeah, he fell asleep during the show.
Yeah, because he was tired.
He was too tired. And then these guys, he's going to want a max deal, right?
Yeah.
How does that work for a team to say, we already know you're not going to play at least 20 games this year because you get too tired or injured or whatever it is, then shouldn't you prorate that contract? We're going to give you a max deal, you know, times 57 games because we know you're going to miss at least 25 games.
Well, let's face it. How many games are you paying Chris Paul for?
That's what I'm asking.
Well, here's the deal. He played in 58 games. He played in 58 games, and the Rockets had the best record. So I really don't care how many games he plays in, if you want to know the truth. The only thing I care about is that he's there for the last games. He's got to be there in the playoffs. And I know that there's no guarantee of that, but that is the time. If he plays the last 20 games of the season and then plays in the playoffs, I don't care. I don't care. As long as they're good enough to get in, and then Chris Paul is there at the end of the year.
It does though. If you play the proration game, Chris Paul really is making over $50 million a year relative to the games he plays and the money he makes. If you look at James Harden, who will play about 82 games every year. Every game, he's earning his money. Chris Paul is a great player, but with any player, if you know that they're not going to be out there, like what Tracy McGrady was or Yao Ming, if you know they're not going to be out there, J.J. Watt now, if you know they're not going to be out there a certain amount of games, then it's almost like they're making actually a lot more money per game than
well, the a best lot more per game. It's not like they're making more money, but they're making a lot more per game.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Right. But you do have to pay the same amount of money, even though you're not going to – like if I told you, okay – you're about to get this refrigerator that is the most unbelievable refrigerator you've ever seen. But I'm just going to tell you that there are going to be some times it doesn't cool. Not a lot, but probably 18 days out of the year that it doesn't cool. But we're going to want you to pay the same price that you pay for, you know, this that does cool every single day. You wouldn't love that at all. You wouldn't be a big fan of that.
Yeah, but
ultimately I say, well, your food's not going to spoil. I mean, it'll be cool enough. It's just,
well, then I'm fine because this refrigerator is a lot better than
your Coors Lights. Hold on, your Coors Lights are going to be at about 58 degrees.
No,
and your mountains aren't really going to be blue.
No, I'm still going to have Coors Lights, which are the best beer. I'm still going to
be. It's not going to be cold. It'll be cool.
No. They'll be cold because I keep on winning. Okay.
No, but it's on some days, maybe the most important days of your year. I don't know if you consider those, whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas, whenever you really need a beer.
Day after All-Star break?
Whenever you really need that cold beer, really, it's not cold because it's not there. It's not working.
The refrigerator doesn't really work on that day.
Well, no, there's no guarantee that.
You'll say,
it's a possibility.
We got to get a different air conditioner or a different refrigerator. Or would you say, can we re-up this refrigerator for 4 more years?
However,
for $3,000.
During every day that it is working, it's a better damn refrigerator. It holds, it's like,
true.
Okay, it takes up practically the whole room.
True.
And I can cool all the Coors Lights I possibly need.
That's fine.
And it cares about cooling things off.
That's all right. I'll
and
take a few days off.
And it cares about keeping your produce fresh. It really cares about it.
It does care. And it makes all the other, in there too.
That's an interesting scenario, but I will put it to you this way. I don't know. You might want a beer really, really bad. It may be the most important time of the year where you really want a beer.
You can't get a beer.
And you can't get a cold beer.
It locks up. It's got a refrigerator's got a lock feature on it, too.
Well, here's the deal. Is that's okay?
Is it times you want a beer the most and you can't get a cold beer?
Well, as long as, you know what, my neighbor, he had 27 beers and they were all gone when I went over to get one, so I was a little pissed off about
worse.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little pissed off about that.
You can't borrow your neighbor's point guard. I mean, you can't borrow your neighbor's refrigerator.
Well, no. And it was empty. There were 27 slots for beers,
yeah,
and there were none in there.
People coming over, and there's no beer. And everyone's coming over, and you're like, guys, I got some. But it's Chad and all that crew.
Oh, God.
And
beer?
I've got some vodka. Yeah. Because that's what Game 6 and Game 7 were like.
Yeah.
And the party starts off great. It starts off great for even the first half of the party is a great party. Yeah. Like, man, this is unbelievable.
But then everybody was drinking whiskey and started puking all over the place.
Wait a minute. Didn't your refrigerator not work on its first day in your home?
Yeah.
And then you did.
But then it worked great. I don't know if you know this, but it worked great.
You didn't have your fridge for about a couple weeks.
Yeah, but then it worked great. It was the best refrigerator in the whole damn world. I don't know if you know that.
It was a really good refrigerator
It was the best refrigerator.
Most of the year was a really good
refrigerator.
Most of it was a really good one.
Yeah.
And it's a good refrigerator. Never hear about this refrigerator doing stuff.
Well, as long as the refrigerator and the dishwasher and the microwave were all together on the same circuit.
They all got along.
Okay. Not only did they get along, they never, ever, ever lost. Okay. Yeah.
Never lost.
When those three were all
now
together.
Now you've re-upped your refrigerator and your microwave is like, what the hell?
Hey,
I'm still here.
And your dishwasher left.
Sorry, we don't heat anything up. We eat cold food all the time.
No, the dishwasher took a vacation to the Alps and now it's dressed a little fancily.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's what your dishwasher
That was
does.
Your toaster that went to the Suns.
Yeah. Your toaster who broke it out.
Man, I'll tell you what, it burnt. Yeah.
Burnt the bread off hell at your party. That toaster went to Phoenix, and then unfortunately, your coffee maker went to the Clippers.
Well, guess what? I'm sick of that toaster. I don't want it. I don't want that. I don't drink coffee anymore. I don't give a rat's ass. That coffee maker was broke all the time too, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, so I don't need that.
Unfortunately, your coffee maker, your refrigerator, and your toaster all broke down at the same time. Well, toaster just went on the fritz.
Well, toaster. Toaster just kept shooting the bread out into the ceiling.
And now you're trying to bring a used vacuum into the fold who hasn't vacuumed anything in the last 8 years.
Well,
which vacuum are we talking about?
The Carmelo vacuum.
Oh, gross. Not the Carmelo. Oh, you mean the one that's got hair and the spools? Yeah. And it's like, ooh, can this even be clean? And you keep trying to rip hair out of it. And you're like, I don't even think this is going to do it. Yeah. Do they even make this filter anymore? This filter's trash. Nope.
Yeah, but it comes with that nice bag it always has over its head, so you're good. It's
that's a nice bag it's got over its head. Unfortunately, the dirt keeps shooting out instead of collecting in the bag.
This entire segment was in code. Yep. But if you couldn't keep up with that code, then you're just not that smart.
It's 7-Eleven, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We'll talk about Alex Bregman and last night next, right?
I was proud of that little bastard.
I was too. It was a fun night. We'll do that on the other side right here.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Schwarber, look at Schwarber. He's into it. He needs two now to win. One to tie. 10 seconds to go. That's going to be close.
And listen to this crowd right
at
now.
The buzzer.
Oh! Heartbreak Hotel, baby. Oh, no. Dickie V was here at the all-over.
It's Carl Ravitch and Mark Teixeira. I did a good job on a call. I tell you what, Teixeira had some interesting stuff that he added to the broadcast. That was the home run, well, the almost home run, that hit off the middle of the fence. That would have tied Carl Schwarber, and they would have gone to a home run off, but it probably wouldn't have gone well for Bregman. I had the feeling Bregman was giving you everything he could possibly
hit. I was glad he didn't advance, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, from an Astros standpoint.
From an Astros standpoint.
Now, from a plus 165 versus Schwarber, I wasn't.
Does somebody have a problem in here?
It just makes it seem to be some type of... It makes you cheer harder.
World Cup game...
You should have seen how hard I cheered for France.
Now the big three he's got bets on.
I do not have anything on the
big three. He's got... You know, there was a cornhole Championship not he's true. Got bets on.
Now, World Series of Poker.
World Series of Poker. He's got
somebody, bets. I didn't even really watch it. I'm just like, give me the Mannion guy? It's action.
It was.
Made me like, I need to watch this now.
See, you look at.
He's bluffy. He's bluffy.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. You can't watch stuff unless you got something on it. And
you've got a problem.
That's
man.
A problem. Adele, no you know, at the bottom of they say, if you have a problem, please call this number.
This guy has a problem.
This not guy if it's has, like, can we get that
like,
number, Adele?
Not if it's like 10 Diet Cokes to win 15 Diet Cokes. Mm-hmm. That's no big deal. Still makes you want more. You still get more.
You still
Diet
want
Cokes.
15.
Now, when I really
watch. But then you don't have 10 for a long.
As soon as I watch Schwarber swing, I'm like, I'm done. Yeah. And then for Bregman to still be in it, I couldn't believe it. That little rascal was.
Well, and if Schwarber didn't have 30 extra seconds, then Bregman wins.
That was it. Schwarber had 30
it was,
extra seconds.
That was inherently unfair to Bregman.
I knew I was done when I, as soon as they did the broadcast, and Mark Teixeira says, or Ravitch or Teixeira goes, you know, Bregman says they don't, there's no reason to even consider he can't hit a ball 440. He has no prayer. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah. See,
and Schwarber will probably do it at least 5 or 6 times. Like, I need to know these things.
I didn't know that rule.
This is a terrible.
And it was and that extra 30 seconds came. It came very much into play.
I like the format though. This format's better than the old format.
No, it's much better. It's much better. There's no question about it. And somebody had called for, hey, they need to change. No, it was fine.
No. It's
4
good.
Minutes. Dudes are tired. But I'm telling you, I'm really thrilled. That he showed the way he did, and he didn't have to do any more than those 4 minutes because it does it has an effect on your swing. There's no question about. And he still had his. I mean, he's unbelievable. He's got a line drive swing. He hits the ball hard, and yet it just jumps off his bat. As little as he is, you know, Ian. And Jake, his son Jake, who was an intern here. You weren't here when Jake was interning here, I don't believe. Meltzer, you know Ian.
I know Ian.
You
know, I don't Ian. Know Jake.
Yeah, Jake is his son. And he tweeted Bregman. He said, hey, thanks for every Jewish kid that's under 6 feet tall. You really, really have inspired us. So I really appreciate it. Something to that effect.
You better have quick bat speed.
Well, yeah, but it's just, you know, just the chaining stuff, something, you know, as unbelievably athletic as Alex Bregman is, he's inspiration, you know, for all those kids in Bel Air.
He really, oh, good. They need some, I mean, something to lift them, to uplift them. From.
I was really worried that life was beating those kids.
from their circumstance.
It's like, who do we look to?
Well, and he was doing this from his apartment at University of Texas.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Paid for.
Yeah.
How do we do this? How can we somehow overcome these odds? Just live? Get through every day and things just work out?
Hey.
No, everyone's got to go out there and
struggle
make it happen
life.
For yourself.
Yeah.
So let me, you know what struck me is watching Bryce Harper's act where he's fixing his headband and stuff underneath.
Dude.
There is a fine line between douchebag and bro. Alex Bregman is a bro, all right? The look, the stuff he does on the Instagram and all that stuff, he's bro-y. I don't think there's any... Well, Dale, you're an expert in bro. That's bro attitude. He's got a bro behavior, right?
He's a bro. I mean, I imagine for people outside of his circle at LSU, he probably wasn't liked that much. Like, by people who aren't bros, okay.
That can be kind of bro-y too. But douchebag is like, there's a long history of Bryce Harper doing things to make people really mad. Like, douchebags don't care. They think they are the center of the world.
Well, he has been the center of the world for a long time now.
They cause fights. Oh, you know, but I mean, he was fighting in minor leagues about disrespecting him. He was doing the stuff in the minor leagues with home run stuff.
I think this. I thought my wife hit it on the head.
Did she see Joey Votto?
No, it wasn't about Joey Votto. It was about Bryce Harper. Okay. Bryce Harper was so thrilled that he didn't have to wear a hat. Because Bryce Harper, no one loves his hair more than... He has two... Do you seen the picture of him with two blow dryers? Bryce Harper, he in the dugout, he's got to throw it back, David Carr-like, before he puts his hat on or puts his helmet on. No one likes that, loves their hair more than Bryce Harper loves his hair. So to have an opportunity where the whole world could see him play baseball without a hat on or a helmet on, this could not have been a better. I mean, you want to talk about perfect? He wins it in the last swing to in his home park, and he had his hair out. I mean, life could not have been better for Bryce Harper yesterday.
It was literally like it was the equivalent of an NBA player who gets to flex with his All-Star shoes, and he can't wait to wear these because he's not going to wear them in the season. But these are going to be the special shoes. That was him with his hair. He had a. I mean, it was on point, too. He had it.
Are you
kidding?
He had
it the right way. The bandana was just the right way.
Before
red, white, and blue American flag bat and bandana?
And sleeve?
Sleeve and socks?
Wait.
The Nationals?
Did you see him before he went out the last time? He was bunting in the batting cage, and then he went in front of the mirror, and he put the bandana on. And the camera's on him while he's in the mirror. It was, he could not have been in a better, I mean, you want to talk about the best place in your life. Dad's pitching to you. But by the way, Dad almost screwed up the whole thing. Dad is pitching to you.
Sparta! Did he not look like one of the 300 guys with that black beard that was thicker? Than Ken Caminiti's like, man, I got a straggly ass beard compared to Bryce Harper's
that
dad.
That thing was on. And Dad's pitching to him. It's in his home park. He's got his hair out. Red, white, and blue. Wins the home run batting title. He's going to get traded. It can't be. It could not have been. It was like a story. That should be the end of a Disney movie right there. Yeah, somebody had said, it should have been he should have hit the, like Roy Hobbs, hit the lights, and it should have been all the, all the flashes, all the lights are exploding.
If Disney made movies about Gaston, like from Beauty and the Beast, the villain, yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. No. Well, you know, sometimes the villain, you know.
Not in Disney movies.
No, that's they're savages, barely even human. So you want to talk about the perfect night for Bryce Harper. It just couldn't have been, could not have been any better. So good for him. I'm glad Bryce Harper had a night because he just doesn't have enough good stuff going on in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did have his dad pitch. His dad had a super yoked right arm.
Well.
A very, very average left arm. Did you see the picture I took? Yes. It's. He's got to be an arm wrestler. First of all, he is super. This guy absolutely 100,000,000% is a testosterone guy.
Oh, there's no question.
There's no question.
So, you remember when somebody sent it out? Remember when Quagmire found porn for the first time?
Yeah.
He was like, what's this? And like he didn't know what porn on the internet was, and then he comes out of the house
and he has a giant right arm.
Well, it was his left arm. He's left-handed, apparently. He it just showed him standing sideways, and you could just see his skinny right arm. And then he lifted his left arm, and it was like huge. That's Bryce Harper's dad.
You got to see this arm. Like
it is.
It is Lance crazy.
Lance's
the left arm's jacked. The right arm is literally like a bodybuilder.
Yes. No. It is ridiculous. I mean, how much bigger. I tweeted, my answer to you was, look at that right arm.
I know. Everyone mentioned that. At first, I just took a picture because he was so jacked. And then when people mentioned it, I'm like, holy crap. The left arm is big.
But
the right arm is literally like you see guys pose.
Yeah.
Like the Jay Cutler. There's a bodybuilder named Jay Cutler. Boom.
Yeah.
That's what that looks like. And he's not even flexing, really.
No. He looks like it's unbelievable. It's unfreaking believable.
His dad really stole the show. It wasn't even about Bryce Harper's hair. Bryce Harper's dad, first of all, was throwing cutters, it looked like. He was coming from that three-quarter Laredo angle. And then he was gassing him in there. And
inside
all
almost
of a
hitting
sudden,
him.
In the last round, he starts throwing it. He starts throwing like. Those things are biting in on his ankles. Like, what are you doing, Dad? I was waiting for Brad. Because I assume Bryce was a little bit of a brat when he was growing up. So I was waiting for him to scream at his dad, like, what are you doing, Dad? I was waiting for him to scream. You're making me lose! Outer portion. Why even swing at the outer portion?
Well, he was pulling some of those now. He likes to extend
not
his arm.
Homers,
some of them. But then some of them he was hitting just pop-ups to left that had no chance. 728 ESPN 97.5. What a night. What a night. We got some Daryl Morey
news. Really was really.
Like, it was a lot of fun.
That was so fun watching. And my kids hated Schwarber after Breggers got beat. But Bregman going as far as he did was really impressive.
I'll tell you this. I don't know why Schwarber's not... I don't know why Schwarber's not one of the greatest player in baseball with that swing. I mean...
Short, compact hammer.
And unbelievable how the ball jumps off.
The power he had, man. It was so compact.
Yeah, it was...
Hoskins, too. Is he going to hit 70?
Yeah,
Hoskins
no.
Hoskins looked like the right-hand natural.
I know. And his name is Riss.
Did you hear when... Who was it who was up who said, oh, he reminds me of a player I play with named Carlos Lee.
What?
Aguilera. Who said that? Teixeira said that about Aguilera.
Oh, well, that,
and he is a little,
that's fine. That's fine.
A little dumb.
I don't care about that. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Come on, hang out with us. Let's talk about the Skeeters. Okay, so... you got tomorrow. Well, let's see. What day is today? Oh, today's Tuesday. Two for Tuesday. Oh, tomorrow we're going to be out there. It's Splash Day.
Box score. Yep.
Yeah. Tomorrow is Splash Day. So we got two for Tuesday. Field box. You buy one field box, you get one free. That's totally sweet.
Right.
Tomorrow is Splash Day. So you bring the kids out there. They've got hoses. They've got water balloons. They spray the kids during the game. They've got... oh, the jumpy things that the kids play in. They got pools out there. They got swing sets. They've got everything for the kids. It's a great kids' day. Your horrible, rotten kids are home all day, every day, and you're sick of them. Take them to the ballpark where they can just have a great time, get wet in a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere.
Yeah, it's get wet in a wonderful atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to tell you, my kids, when they get out there, I've got two who will watch some baseball, and I got two who just want to go hog wild. That's fine. You can watch baseball or go hog wild, either one, and that's one of the things that I like about it. For me, in terms of bringing the kids out there, and if we want to pay a little bit more and get inside the Insperity, the air-conditioned suite, and have the buffet-style food and then the ice cream buffet, you can do that as well, too. But and you can even, for your company, if you've got a company, if you own a company or you've got somebody who does, it's a great team-building exercise or team-building opportunity to rent one of their suites and have everyone come out there to the ball game. It doesn't last forever. You don't have to hang out with everyone forever, but you do end up having a great time in a great environment. And yes, those box seats are phenomenal. It's a beautiful park. There's not a bad seat in the house, and I think you're really going to enjoy yourself, whether it's a date night, you and the boys are going out, or maybe you want to bring a family out. It's all right there for you at SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Is in the building.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Whoa. What? Did he say what?
Slumdog Millionaire?
Oh. 735 ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell at 713-780-3776. Apparently the 76ers tried to... this story came out, what, New York Times or Daily News or something? New York story. The 76ers tried to steal Daryl Morey after Brian Colangelo was fired for his... And how... Honestly, I guess Colangelo knew about it. We're just off track just a hair because we never get off track here on the show. But how pissed off are you right now if you're Brian Colangelo and your wife's burner accounts cost you the 76ers job and maybe having another job in the NBA ever?
You can't be happy.
I mean, honestly, you look at her every day going, oh, you dirty.
Look at you. I was defending you. You know that's come up.
Yeah.
I feel bad because, you know, at some point it's coming up. Because I can tell you this, he'll probably let it go. If it's the other way around, she would have never let it go.
Yeah, right.
I already know how that goes.
No. But you,
if he had cost her with his burner account, he would have heard about that for all of eternity.
Yeah. You know what I'd like for Christmas? I'd like a Chanel purse. Yeah, you know what you're going to get? You know what you're going to get? You're going to get a toothpick. That's what you're going to get because you cost us everything. All right? Thanks a lot for nothing, woman. Woman. Now go make me a sandwich, but use one piece of bologna because that's all the money we got.
What? Go make me a sandwich, one piece of bologna.
That's all we got. That's all we got because you ruined it. You destroyed any chance I ever have of making any money ever again.
I can't believe a burner account cost them everything. But then again, I guess there's certain things you just can't talk to your spouse about.
No.
One of them is the way players...
Was he following her, any of her burner accounts?
No, it doesn't matter. I follow people and I don't see anything unless I'm added or I happen to be looking at it.
Yeah, but if he was following her, then he knew. You know, that she was doing this.
Maybe.
He had to have known anyway.
He's a little busy.
Yeah, but...
up at the office. I don't know that he's just scouring Twitter.
Well, no, but he had his own burner account, which he admitted. But he needed it he could follow people.
Yeah, his burner account was just to follow people. So he's probably following what they're saying. He's probably not following what his wife's burner account is saying. And I don't even know if he knew she had one.
Yeah, we don't know. But that's neither here nor there.
Doesn't matter. He's out. Now, he'll get a job somewhere. He's a respected basketball guy. Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Maybe not. So they tried to hire Daryl Morey away, and Daryl said, no, thank you. Didn't they already have Daryl Morey?
Well, they had Sam Hinkie as baby Daryl.
Baby Daryl.
And his whole thing, and Sam is basically like all of those ghost card counters who understand that there's an optimal way of winning, and they don't pass judgment on how it's done. They just tell you what it is. He followed it. He said, if I count these cards, what it tells me is our deck is terrible. And the best way is to be terrible and then good players after you are terrible. And the NBA is like, wait, that's not. And we'll just call it. But why are you losing? Just trust the process. The process is wait for them to get through the shoe. They just had to wait for him to get through the shoe on blackjack. But he understood the best way. I mean, Seattle / Oklahoma City did it by being terrible.
Hello. There's a 2017 world champion that did it that way as well.
The Houston Astros, yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if you know, I didn't know this. I didn't remember this. But in like 2014, they were selling shirts in the, no one went in there ever because it was in the stadium, but they were selling shirts at the Astros store in the stadium that said process.
Astros Twitter didn't buy it?
Astros Twitter.
They've been down with the Astros forever, and they will sit in judgment of you because you didn't buy a process.
You don't know because you're just one of the new fans.
That's right. I just started last year watching Astros baseball.
You can't judge. You don't know if they bought those shirts or not because you're a new Astro fan.
You're a new Astro fan. You don't know.
You wouldn't know.
Half those dummies wouldn't even know Julio Solano.
Whoa.
Why?
They don't even know Solano.
Why are you so aggressive?
They don't even know that Kevin Bass came over with... Kevin Bass was one guy, but they don't know that my favorite player at that time, a black left-hander by the name of Mike Madden, who was a starter, he also came over in the Kevin Bass trade.
Why black left-hander? Why can't you say left-hander?
Back in the 80s, you just didn't see that much.
Huh.
And he was my favorite player.
Actually, you saw that more.
Pretty sure the Astros came
back in the 80s, you saw a lot more of that.
Well, maybe
you should be. When you tell this story 20 years from now about Tony Sipp, people are like, what?
Kevin Bass.
A black left-handed pitcher? What? That's what...
There was a guy named Juan Augusto who had to wear his hat on top of his hair.
Disrespectfully.
Pete Nicavilla would not be happy.
He couldn't wear disrespectfully. He didn't wear disrespectfully.
Did you see the picture
fit.
Of Mike Cuellar? There was an old picture of Mike Cuellar. He made Juan Augusto's look like it was form-fitted. It was just basically
sitting. Well, he had a natural. I mean, he had a really thick natural. And it was just sitting on top of
it. It was a baby cap.
There's no way it would have. Like, how could you have got your... You couldn't have got your hat over there. There's no chance. That was impossible.
Remember Oscar Gamble?
You know, really, Oscar Gamble, same way.
That was sweet.
You know, baseball really has fundamentally, it has changed completely. Like, the Lance Berkman era Astros with Bagwell and Biggio and Jeff Kent, some of the guys who were against personal expression at all, their baseball is over. Their baseball is done. Because not only has the Latin influence become much stronger, but just the players who grew up here are into expression a lot more. Bryce Harper was at the forefront of that stuff because people didn't respond well to Bryce Harper at all. But now Bregman is like that. A lot of all the Astros teams like that. They're not disrespectful, but they celebrate, especially at the end of the game. But they do celebrate. We had Valbuena here who would give the most unbelievable bat flips on flyouts.
You love him.
So that, and you watched the All-Star game yesterday. You remember it was a big deal when Ken Griffey Jr. was taking batting practice with his hat backwards. At one point, on the National League side, every player that they showed before the All-Star game, or before the, every player but one player had their hat flipped around backwards, which is, I mean, it's no big deal. But it just goes to the point that baseball players, that used to be a big deal to them. Players now, for the old school fans who have all these unwritten, and there's still players who have the unwritten rules, and there's still some things that are never going to go away probably with baseball in terms of, you know, slides and things that can be dangerous for another player. That will be taken care of. But the way that, you know, the hardcore Pete Incaviglia baseball stuff, that I don't even know that even hardly exists in baseball anymore. I really don't think so, because you do what the star players do, and the star players are all about personal expression and fun. And frankly, it's been much needed for a long time with baseball because it appeals to fans.
Yeah, but even still, the game is still broken right now. I mean, here we're excited about baseball. That's not the case.
Is the game broken, or does it not appeal to people like it once did because it takes a long time?
No, I think a big part of it, though, is the style of play. It's the strikeout or home run deal, because there's just not enough home runs, to make up for all those strikeouts and inactivity. It's not enough to make up for. The lack of activity.
You know, when you watch, my God, 80s baseball, 70s baseball, it was like soccer. 4-1 was a lot. 4-2 was a lot of runs.
Well,
a lot of runs.
Shoot.
Gigantic stadiums. 60s
before they lowered the mound?
Yeah.
Bob Gibson had a .004 run average.
That was famous. Like, he was the dominator. Yeah. But, you know, the parks used to be enormous. Everything was on artificial turf. Like, everything was AstroTurf.
Yeah, but the game was faster. Then. There was more steals, more people. You know, granted, more slap hitters, but it just seemed like, I don't know.
I don't think strikeouts is a. Since when has that been? Everyone likes strikeouts. I don't understand why that's a big problem.
It is.
Do you like it when Gerrit Cole's punching guys out?
I do.
I like Verlander.
Well, the other team doesn't like it.
Who do you like?
The other team hates it.
Do you like pitching to contact? Keuchel dominating, or do you like Justin Verlander punching you out dominating? I still like the punch out guy.
Yeah,
I still think there's a lot of appeal in that. I think baseball fundamentally has a flaw that they can never get rid of, and it lasts 162 games. And by definition, our society is not willing to last and give you attention for that long. It's not made to be. I mean, people already wake me up when it's NBA playoff season. NBA has the same issue at 82 games. I don't. It's not going anywhere. And people can say, well, if they cut the baseball season to 140 games, it's still 140 games. You're still going to lose a lot of people. Say it just the season lasts forever. There's so many games. This, you know, limited importance. Where football, every game is a really big deal because there's only 16. In baseball, a lot of it takes place outside in the summer. It's a zillion degrees. Well, now, don't have that issue here,
no,
obviously, but most other parks. Ever go to a game in Arlington? How does anyone ever go to a baseball game in Arlington?
Well, no one does.
It's a billion degrees.
No one ever goes. So there's your answer. Yeah. No, and no one cares. Why would you? No. Why would you go to a game?
Baseball is still going to be a game that takes longer.
Yeah.
And it requires It doesn't require a great attention span. You can do other stuff. It's
the most social game there is. You can sit there and talk with someone, eat peanuts, drink a beer, and then, oh, look, there's something's happening. That's great. But it's actually a very social game. You can sit and talk.
And if you're like me and you leave, you know, in a seventh, the game only lasts for 2 hours. It's like going to it's like watching a soccer match or going to a basketball game. It can be 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Yeah, but it's
you don't have to stay for the full nine.
Except it's not over.
Well, but there's radio, and you can look at your phone while you're driving.
Yeah, that's what I do. I watched the whole World Series going home one night. Okay, it's 7:47, ESPN 97.5. Late on a break again, Del.
Doesn't seem safe.
Thanks,
you know
Del.
That doesn't seem safe. And you know what else doesn't seem safe? Somebody prescribing testosterone to you who hasn't really tested you or who was prescribing it to you, even though you don't need testosterone, that can be very dangerous for your body. You're throwing your body out of kilter. What my friends over at Men's T Clinic are doing is they say, hey, we're going to put your body back into the natural order it's supposed to be with the right level of testosterone. They don't overdo it. They don't underdo it. They find your optimal level, get you there, and you have optimal results. What are those results? Energy level goes way, way up to where it's supposed to be. Now, you're going to feel like, oh, my gosh, I've never had this much energy in my life. Actually, you have. You just forgot about it because what you've become, what you have is a new norm. And your new normal is being tired, being sluggish, not getting the same results from workouts, or maybe not even being driven enough to go out to work out. Maybe you have libido issues that's affecting you at home or in your social life. Maybe you just don't want to do anything on the weekends. You just want to be a couch potato. These are all potential signs of low testosterone, but you don't have to have all of them. It can be just one or two, and that can be a sign of what you're facing. Go to mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com, and see all of the services they offer you because they offer more than just those services. There's four areas in Houston, Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and right there at 1801 Durham and I-10 in the Heights location. That's the one that I go to. There's a place that's close to you if you need to find out about getting back to being the real you. And do it with my friends who keep you safe and get the great results at MensTClinic.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So I don't know why, but Reginald Palmer. Reginald Palmer just sent us Dan Epstein. Sent out funky birthday salute to the immortal Walt No Neck Williams. He had 173 major league homers despite his intrinsic necklessness. And there's a picture of Walt No Neck. I'll retweet it. And I was telling Lance the story. Walt No Neck Williams, I wore his uniform once. It was at my house. My mom, he played for the White Sox. And they sent the owner was John Allen, and his two secretaries were Gigi and Tonka. And they said they couldn't get Mike Andrews and Walt No Neck Williams' jerseys clean. So they sent them to my mom to wash because she was like a clean freak, my mom. Anyway, so they're hanging there. I come, what is Mike Andrews' jersey doing hanging on the door, Mom? Oh, I had to wash him. Who's that? It's the second baseman for the White Sox. And the right fielder, Walt No Neck Williams, number three. And I put it on. I was wearing No Neck's jersey.
Wait a minute. They decided to outsource cleaning to
the neighborhood.
A neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, Gigi and Tonka were from the neighborhood. Back and they were all best friends growing up.
Secretaries used to have to wash jerseys, too.
Yeah. No, they just, I guess they couldn't. They couldn't get them clean, so they said, well, Patsy can get them clean.
Outsourced to the neighborhood.
Yeah. So
what do you have on this? I got some tomato gravy. I wore it out to the restaurant. Yeah. What?
Patsy got everything clean. And she got them clean, actually. So
I wore it out to the restaurant. What? I got some sugarosa on it.
It's, yeah, some gravy.
I got gravy on it. What are you going to do? Give it to the girl in the neighborhood. They know how to clean it.
So yeah. So his name was No Neck Williams.
Walt No Neck Williams.
And if you saw a picture, he has no neck. Same way Mordecai Brown used to be known as Three Fingers because two of them got cut off by a saw, I assume.
Yeah, something like that happened. Well, if you had no neck, they called you No Neck.
There was a guy at the pool when I was used to go to the pool hall in New Orleans, the Sports Palace. Buffalo Jimmy told me, "Hey, Kerwin, when because they called me Kid Kerwin. Kerwin, when you're down, he goes, when you go back down to Houston, I want you to give football winners to this guy named Lil Hand Gus." I'm like, "Where do you get that name? He's got polio, so he's got a little hand." Like, okay, so he's Lil Hand Gus. I mentioned his name to somebody at Prime. It's a Tommy. And he goes, "Yeah, I know Gus. Yeah, he called him Lil Hand. I know him." He goes, I said, "You know him?" He goes, "Yeah.
Everybody knew Lil Hand.
I know everybody. And yes, yeah. Lil Hand Gus, yeah." So I'm like, you know, you can't call a guy No Neck Williams because Twitter would get super mad that you are being that you're offending him. Now, Twitter, can you imagine if you had a player named No Neck? Like, That just won't work. Twitter will be very mad at you for saying something like that. You could have hurt Walt. What was his name? Walt Williams?
Walt Williams. Well, like today, they could call, you know, JPP, "Hey, Seven Fingers."
No. See, that's.
You could. I mean, you could. You could call them fireworks.
No, that's insensitive.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, back in the day, that's what his name would be. His name would be fireworks.
I use this Twitter, Black Cat. Because, you know, pew,
yeah.
Although it was an M80. They might call him M80.
They would call him Jason M80 Pierre Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And then he'd say, "Hey, change your jersey number to 80. That'd be funny.
Or maybe Agent M80.
Something like that.
We used to crack on each other in junior high. You would get cracked. We would say terrible things to each other.
Yes.
Terrible things.
Right.
But that was part of, we called it ranking. Other people call it the dozen, snapping on each other or whatever. And when I was on the bus.
You were busting balls.
Yeah. The black guys would come, we would go at each other. It really didn't matter. So you had to go. So I was pretty good at it. But then they would come after me and they try to, you know. You try to find something that hurts a little, like,
yeah,
you know, at first you're just like, "Oh, you got this, you got that." And if they sense your two eye teeth growing in fast, hey, Buck, you know, this. And like, and if you sense it, if they get any sense that it makes you uncomfortable, it's on then.
Yeah.
It's on. Look how high up you're at. Your ass is way up on your neck. Yeah. And they'll chop
ass
your neck.
Ass neck.
Ass neck, yeah. I got an ass neck once. High ass neck. And then where was some really brutal stuff that I can't even say.
No.
But it was, I mean, you had to crack on. And then a couple of times it turned into fist fights. A couple of times. I remember when Pleasant Kirby started throwing hands in eighth grade gym. All of a sudden it was like, somebody said something that wasn't right.
That's not
right.
Somebody
said something. And all of a sudden hands are starting throwing. And you know, you have your two guys and they were part of the crew that you hung out with, and like, why are two guys who are in our same crew fighting? Something doesn't seem right. Probably happened with you with Odd Jobs Incorporated, I bet.
No, me and Jimmy never threw hands.
With the Wildcats or whatever.
Animals.
Yeah. Nobody in there. There was never any animal beef.
Yeah, there was inner.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like Dell, like at Pizza King. You probably had to.
I didn't work at
when you
Pizza
were at the
King.
Carney. When you were a carney. I'm sure you carnies fought each other.
I'm not a carney.
You and a putt-putt guy probably started.
There's no putt-putt guy. Oh. They just simply moved you around depending on the day.
What about when people were dumping on your trampoline?
There wasn't a putt-putt guy?
No.
A guy specialized in batting cages?
There was no batting cages. No. I will say that if you didn't have to run the simulator, it was a good day because you couldn't go anywhere. You had to stay there for 8 hours at a time on a Saturday. If you'd rather be the laser tag guy that night.
Yeah.
At least you get to move around a little bit.
Well, what if somebody was, again, dumping on your trampoline? Like they
didn't
used to
have
do.
Trampolines. They used to dump in the holes in the glow in the dark golf.
Ah, yeah. Okay, go clean that up.
No, that never happened to me.
All right,
they knew better.
757, ESPN 758. Let's try to catch up on breaks when we come back. Let's talk a little college football.
Let's do that. I've got some guys I've been watching now who are pretty interesting. I'll have some heads up for some players for you guys to watch in advance, including I got some pass rushers, but. We want to start linebackers today, so it's going to be all about LSU's. What was his name? Devin White. Mm-hmm. That they're all hyped up on, LSU fans.
Greedy Williams?
No. The linebacker.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Devin White. So I'll be watching him today. Hey, you know what else I'll be watching? I'll be watching my insurance bill, because I've got them making. When I say them, Bill Advisor, what they do is they hook me up with a homeowner's and an auto insurance. Actually, the homeowner's was for a full year. I saved $700. My auto insurance, I saved $100 for 6 months. And it's going to be up at the end of August. So I've already got them looking around, digging around for prices on other auto insurance. And that's what they do for you. You don't really have to do anything. They are searching for rates on your homeowner's, on your car insurance. They do it on your internet. Now, a lot of times we want to stay with the same internet provider, cell phone, home phone, satellite, you know, cable, but you don't want anyone, you know, you still want to have leverage. And what Bill Advisor does is they go in with the leverage of making sure that you are going to get the best rates that you possibly can, new customer rates in all those areas. For homeowners and auto insurance, one of the things that I found on my own, and now I have Bill Advisor do, is sometimes you just have to switch, because you are not going to get the best prices if you stay at the same company. It's just not going to happen. Bill Advisor says, we'll do all the research for you and we'll help you make that switch easy. I didn't have to do anything to switch over, and I got switched in one single day because I waited till the last minute and they still got me hooked up. BillAdvisor.com. If you want to check out your homeowners and auto insurance, why don't you text money to 232323 and they will get you started today, and they can have you switched over immediately if that's what you like. BillAdvisor.com or text money to 232323.